So my name is Catherine and I'm a debtor. I'll tell you what it was like, what happened and what it's like now. And I may have to get myself a glass of water, but hopefully not. So I had a profoundly traumatic childhood. And I start with that because my experience of most people at Debtors Anonymous, and certainly anybody that I have the privilege of knowing their backstory, comes from extraordinary pain. I'm not saying that's true of everybody, it's just true of everybody I know. And it certainly was true of me. And for some reason, when I was little, I latched onto money as a way out of the pain. There might be a genetic component to it. I certainly had another kind of profound genetic addiction. And I don't know, but I did that. I focused on money. Even the thinking about money for hours on end would somehow give me comfort. I would play a little game as a child where I didn't have enough to feed my family, but somehow through my cleverness, I was going to be able to make it okay. My family was fine, they had food to eat. But in my mind, somehow that was a game that allowed me to escape from where I was. The abuse was profound. And I have learned through my journey in DA the extraordinary courage of everybody who comes here and everyone who stays. Because my experience of layer upon layer upon layer, and my solvency date is 1996. So it has been more than a 25-year journey. That the courage to stay is a gift from the divine. Because each layer of recovery has unearthed layers of pain that all of the manifestations of the disease were covering. So for me, I had all of it. I had compulsive spending, debting, under-earning, refusal, like not saving any money. I would do everything with money, except use it for the purpose it was intended. I'd use it to mind and mood alter. I got my first, whenever I get my allowance, I would spend it all quickly. I got my first credit card when I was maybe 16 years old, and it was always maxed out. And fast forward to what brought me to DA, despite having a master's degree, I found myself in a position of not being able to afford groceries, not being able to pay for my rent. And my first program was a food program, and so it fundamentally put in me, which was a life and death program for me because I was extremely sick from the eating disorder I had. And it put in I was in peril of losing my sobriety in that program because I couldn't afford groceries. Mm-hmm. And somebody mentioned that they knew somebody in Debtors Anonymous in Paris or something. And as soon as I heard that, the name Debtors Anonymous, my head whipped around. Like, I knew that I had to have that. And in Toronto, we had a teeny tiny little meeting that met in the shadow of, like, in a basement of a church in the shadow of our largest shopping center. So we were all kind of huddled in the corner. And that group disbanded. But because I was versed in another program, I just started another meeting. And that was in 1996 in Toronto. And because I knew from my first program that there was a spiritual reality, I had met it. I didn't have, I was raised in a very particular fundamentalist kind of religion, which I had largely left. But when I got so very sick, it became a, there was no option but to find some kind of higher power because I was going to die. And I've heard God, that G-O-D, referred to as gift of desperation. And I have come to understand that as a gift. Because in the absence of desperation, as long as I think I have a plan, as long as I think of, I just need to get a really good spending plan or a bigger calculator or more fancy Excel sheets or talk to more people or do more tools, as long as I think I've got a plan that I am going to use these tools and I am going to figure out how to be free of something, I'm lost. I am willing to do all of those things, but I do all of those things to align to the power that's going to solve the problem. I am not solving my problem. And this has been one of the, I got that really easily in my first program, and in DEA it was harder for me to get because there's so many wonderful tools and there's so many Excel spreadsheets and there's so many of these things, and it's been painstaking for me to come to a place of surrender, and I've had to do it over and over and over and over again to come back to step one. My joke is that, but this was the truth, it was like, I'm powerless over debt, but I can manage it. That was my first step. and so it's taken a long time to come to that place of powerlessness. But each manifestation of the illness brought me to a desperate place. And I knew, and I thank God that I knew when I walked through the doors of DEA, that the baseline of not incurring unsecured debt, that's debt that's not backed up by a collateral, such as a house, that I knew that any cent of debt that I took on was delaying me from getting out of where I was. And I was never coming back. I knew that. And so I went to any lengths in that moment. Once I understood what that bottom line was, I knew it was the guardrail for the rest of my life. I call it a guardrail. Like, you know, the guardrails on little toddler beds so they don't fall out and hurt themselves. That's me with the with the not incurring any unsecured debt. And what that meant was in that moment of being in DA is that I had to move out of my apartment because I couldn't afford it. I moved into a room in someone's house. I started taking any jobs, started babysitting, doing temp work, anything at all to get into equilibrium so that I was solvent. And in DA, the word solvent is not the same word that it means in the broader world, as most of you know, but I'll just say for the newcomers, solvent in DA means that we're not spending more than we're bringing in. It doesn't mean overall we have more money than we have debt. It just means that we're not. So if I'm earning $5,000 a month, I'm spending up to $5,000 a month and not a penny more in any form. And I had the gift of desperation in terms of knowing that around the debt, that I had the desperation around. So I needed to get to not incur it, and I was willing to go to any length to do that. So I did all of those things, and I did things that were really embarrassing. Like I took everything I had to a pawn shop and was told that everything I had is worthless. It was embarrassing. I had to ask people in program for, I collateralized my grandmother's engagement ring to get groceries, anything that I had to do, I did, and I was solvent from the first moment that I was there, because I knew that this is a spiritual program, and the miracles happen within the seeking the power that's going to solve the problem, and being solvent is a way of seeking that power. And I couldn't stay solvent without finding that power, right? Because if I could have, I would have done it before. So I went to any length to do that, and it turned everything upside down. But I had such a sense of triumph and joy because I knew I was never coming back. I knew that there was some great reality that I did not understand, a mystery that as the big book, which I, for those of you who are new, when I say the big book, it's the text of Alcoholics Anonymous, which is kind of the, it's DA literature, but it's the original 12-step program. And it's a textbook about how the founders of AA had found a higher power, which is what I needed to do. And I'll just read this part actually from page 45 of the big book. And this sentence contains my favorite sentence in all of the 12-step literature I have ever read, and it's one word. And I'll and it comes after this sentence. Lack of power, that was our dilemma. We had to find a power by which we could live, and it had to be a power greater than ourselves. And then the sentence, obviously. End of sentence. But where and how were we to find this power? Well, that's exactly what this book is about. Its main object is to enable you to find a power greater than yourself, which will solve your problem. So I was not solving my problem by being solvent. I was doing what I was told as an expression of willingness so that the power could solve the problem for me. And I have not incurred unsecured debt since that time. Other things started to rush in terms of being obvious once I was solvent. I remember I had a, my sponsor was, because we didn't have anything, very many people in Canada in program, my sponsor was in New York, and he actually was a mathematician who taught at the Einstein School of Business. Einstein School, not a business, Einstein School. And so I was really clear from the beginning that this is not about aptitude with numbers or money. I mean, some of us have challenges. Some of us have, like, with recording and stuff like that, but it is not something that is fixed by understanding math, clearly, because my sponsor was a mathematician. So I remember saying to him, I said, I think I might have a compulsive shopping problem. And he's like, are you kidding? You are the worst example I've ever seen. So I'm going to be rude about it. So with each one, I went through the steps again. So the first step was like, I am in a trap that I cannot spring. That's the first step. That when I think I've got this, it's got me. And it's cunning, baffling, and powerful, and without help, it is too much. And that was clear. And then the second piece, the second step about finding a power greater than me that can restore me to sanity. I made it up.
That's 5 minutes.
Thanks. I made it up so it could be a power that, if it were real, and I didn't think it was real, but if it was, that I would be happy to turn my will and my life over to, and then I just acted as if that were true. And then I won't be able to talk through the rest of the steps because of the time, but these steps are a codified way to have a spiritual experience. And I've had those spiritual experiences. I've had many of them over the course of time in DA. My most recent one is I have done the steps around the attachment to struggle, because the divine has given me a download, information, a vision of a level of prosperity that is really thriving. And even though I am thriving in the way that I'm comfortable with, I'm being asked to go higher. Go bigger. And I've said to the divine, if you want me to go where you're asking me to go, and the particularities are I'm being asked to the company that I have is going to scale to multiple millions of dollars and I'm going to lead it. If the divine wants me to go there, I need to have a profound psychic change, because I have an attachment still to struggle that is present. So I've had to do that work around the attachment. I started to work with earning power as an expression of higher power. So the adventure never ends, is the way of saying it. Like, there's always more. And it has been such a profound recognition for me. As I go deeper in DA and as I have more prosperity, abundance, and recovery, I have an appreciation for the profound pain that it was managing. And each level that I'm called to requires a clearing out of a self-reliance that comes from struggling or creating things in a certain way so I can feel safe, and really centering the divine and having me rotate around the divine instead of me being the center. And I heard an expression once that as addicts, our challenge is not that we think too highly of ourselves or too poorly of ourselves, it's that we're always thinking of ourselves. And this to me has been true. And when I wake up in the morning, I ask the divine that I have no thoughts of myself, that I be a channel of service. Because my sickness is about what's in it for me, what can I get? And the spiritual awakening is that my joy and my peace and presence comes from what can I bring? How can I help? And I have a life is beyond anything I could have imagined. I own multiple properties. I travel all the time. I have lots of abundance coming from someone who couldn't pay their rent or buy their groceries. And I'm just beginning in terms of where the divine is calling. So it's just a great adventure. It requires enormous courage. But my experience is that the experience of the divine, that incredible sense, and the community that we have, is that that I will go safely because I don't go alone. Thank you.